And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather, you dwell among us. You are within your church. You give life, and you sustain us as we live out our lives in a sin-stricken world. We can see the pain, the suffering, death, the realities of our many sins. And yet we are reminded that you, through the cross, death, and resurrection of your Son, dwells within us. Amen. Well, it's the start of summer. That's what we oftentimes hear when we come to Memorial Day weekend, because now school has ended many places. Well, there's a few that still have it. School is that time that takes place from Labor Day to Memorial Day, and we have these two holidays which sort of make that the reality of our times, and yet this is not just the start of summer. This ought to be a weekend in which we pause, reflect, and remember those who with great sacrifice gave their life so that you and I are free. It is called Memorial Day weekend for a reason. Now I realize for many this weekend is about camping out, heading to the cabin, taking time at the lake, barbecues in the backyard. And those are all kind of interesting things we do. But reality is, Memorial Day is about those who made the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I have the freedoms we have. Yes, Memorial Day, we also have this great reading from the book of Revelation. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, a loud voice from the throne, think about that. Here is this wonderful vision of St. John to a church that is finding itself under great persecution. And in that vision are some beautiful things to remind them that God is with them, that God has not forgotten them, but that God dwells with his people. Yes, John writes, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. Think about God dwelling in our very midst. God dwelling in our very lives. We are his people. He made the ultimate sacrifice for us in sending his one and only Son to suffer, to die, and to be raised again so that he could overcome Satan and the devil and death. That is our God. A God who will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And death shall be no more. Yes, these words of John's revelation reflect, yes, words from the Old Testament. For instance, the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 25 says, He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces and the reproach of His people. He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. Or then again in chapter 35, we hear these words, And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And then in Ezekiel chapter 37, My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Throughout our Lenten journey, we work through the Gospel of John. And it is there that John reminds us again that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only from the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, the end of school has come, summer begins, and there are all these activities. But it is also a time for us to remember who we are. And the great grace that God has poured out into each of our lives. It is a time for us to remember that we have been renewed, we have been strengthened, and we have much joy because of what Christ has accomplished for us. Again, from that great prophet Isaiah in chapter 65, we hear these words, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. Yes, we witnessed that weeping and cry of distress this week, and a face of evil as 19 lost their lives. The answer to the prophet Isaiah is in Revelation 7:7. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. How often do we take time to remember all that God has done for us? How often do we just reflect on the great love we have in God and why God has poured out that love upon us? Our text reminds us of the one who sits on the throne. That is the one who is in our midst. That is the one in whom we will have that eternal dwelling. St. Peter, in his epistle, writes that we are a chosen people, a holy people, a people acceptable to God. He will dwell among us and we will be His people. What is the Holy Christian Church? What do we really mean when we confess those words? When we speak the creed together, creeds written to remind us and to help us to remember who we are. You see, oftentimes people think of the church as these great, fine cathedrals that we can see all over the world, and I've been in some of them. They're marvelous, but God dwells not just in them, but God dwells within each one of us. We can stand in awe of those great structures, but Luther spoke about a visible and an invisible church. We don't like to think about it, but when we worship here in this sanctuary, there are those who are part of the visible church, that is, are seen, and those who are part of the invisible church who, in faith, know what God has accomplished for us. Yes, the invisible church is made up of those in which God dwells within. And guess what? Only God knows who they really are. The vision for John reminds us that God knows His sheep. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. He knows what's in your heart. Through word and sacrament, those who are part of the invisible church are fed and nourished. You and I are a part of that dwelling place, not made with hands, but provided by our God, a God of great love. He is the one who dwells with us. He is the one who is in the center of all that we do. Again, He who sits on the throne tells us, I will make all things new. Write this down. For these words are trustworthy and true. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. God is our dwelling place. He dwells among us. He does not require of something as a payment, but by His great love for His creation, He provided all that we need. He made the ultimate sacrifice in sending His only Son. Yes, life without payment. Nothing required but to believe and hold fast in what He has accomplished for us. Through the waters of baptism, God called you by name. It is His action. Too oftentimes, people today want to turn it around to something we must do. And in baptism, it is the act of God calling us by name, calling us into His family, and to see that He dwells within us. The Old Testament continually looks forward to the coming Messiah who will make all things new. That Messiah came in the form of a baby, took our place, put Himself under the law in order that He might fulfill it. That baby made complete sacrifice once for all. He paid the price that every one of us should pay. He provided ransom for many. This is a God who dwells within us. And as we read through that epistle reading this morning, it is an epistle reminding us that it is God who renews us. And in that renewal, we find our joy and our peace because the sacrificial Lamb who did what we could not do, who made complete sacrifice for us. We oftentimes are mesmerized by the evil we see around us. We see so much pain and sorrow, destruction. Sometimes we wonder how someone can shoot innocent children. It leaves a hole in our hearts. Think about that. Or that we have a war going on in this world that really has no meaning. We see what destruction brings upon this earth when we are left to ourselves. But you and I have something even greater. We have a joy that the world cannot understand. We have a peace that passes all understanding. We have a God who is within us and for us, and who is there at all times in our lives. All of this that we see around us will pass away. That is a part of what God has told us. God will dwell within us. We are a part of His new creation. He reminds us, the Lamb will dwell in our midst. The Lamb has made all things possible. And the reminder is that this is God who does this. It is not our doing. It is through faith and faith alone that we receive the great gifts that God has given to us. We should never be ashamed of that gospel message. We should be fed on His Word time and time again in our daily devotions, in our worship together, as we come together at the sacrament to eat upon that body and blood given to us under the bread and wine. This is a God who is with us and within us to lead us, to guide us, and yes, to journey with us through this life, to lead us to that eternal destination so beautifully pictured in the book of Revelation. Never forget all that God has done. Think about the ultimate sacrifice of those who have laid down their lives. But think of the greatest sacrifice of all. When Christ came, took your sin and my sin, and put Himself on that cross so that we might have life in His name and look forward to an eternal future with Him. Amen.